أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. وكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واتقوا الله الذي أنتم به مؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have got another opportunity to perform Salatul Jumu'ah, and we have completed, we recited two parts already, which are compulsory parts for Jumu'ah Friday prayers. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we have done, and sending Durud o Salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the two compulsory parts of Friday speech or khutbah, which I learned. Alhamdulillah, we have completed that. Now, today's topic, which we inshallah cover in 10-15 minutes, is about amazing blessing which we all have. And the main purpose of Friday prayer and this speech, khutbah, is a reminder. And as we forget, we need constant reminders. So today's reminder is about food, the great blessing, food. So this is the topic, inshallah, and that's why we recited what Allah says, Surah Maida, and eat of the lawful and good things that Allah has given to you, and be careful of your duty to Allah in whom you believe. So this is the ayah from Surah Maida. Allah says, eat halal things, halal tayyab things, which Allah has provided you. So this is actually ayah about food. And now today's topic, objective of this short talk, awareness of the importance of food and to realize how big this blessing is and how we can thank Allah for this blessing and how we can avoid wasting food. So these are the small objective, inshallah, which we will cover. So the starting thing is Allah has blessed us so many blessings which we cannot comprehend, which we cannot count, countless blessings. As Allah says in Surah Ibrahim, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you are about to count, or if you try to count Allah's blessings, you cannot do that. Because there are so many blessings right now, even which we are not doing anything. But we ourselves are full of blessings. Our lives, our body, our breathing, our looking, our seeing, our speaking, everything is blessings. Alhamdulillah. So one of the biggest blessings which we consume every day and we strive for that is food. And without food, the existence of human beings is not possible. We cannot survive without food. So that's the, you know, starting point. And now we will see importance of the food. We will cover some importance from the realistic statistics, from, you know, some research, like how many peoples are dying because they don't have access to the food. So we will cover that. Everybody is aware of this importance. But this is just a reminder for you and for myself. First for myself and then for everybody who listen to that. So thousands of people are hungry in the world right now. And they are dying because of hunger right now. So there is one website, they have done amazing work. Like, it's called mercycorps.org. All the links is available in this handout, which will be available out over there. So Mercy Corps, they have done analysis and they said around 821 million people are in the world. They don't have access to the proper food so that they can live active, healthy life. They don't have access. So this is actually 821 million peoples. And further they say one in each nine people go to bed without food, hungry. One and each nine people. It's amazing figures if you ponder upon it. And around 9 million people die every year because of hunger. So while we are talking, people are dying because of hunger. So that's actually, I did not come up with these stats. I have done my research. I found mercycorps.org. They are saying, and you know, the last one is, they say, every 10 seconds, one child die because of hunger. So this is the importance of food. We have access, our fridge are full, our carts are full when we come out from Food Basic, No Frill, Costco, anywhere we go, we see a lot of food. And we will see how much food is being wasted a short while when we will talk about how we can preserve food. So this is the blessings. And look at it, Allah mentioned this in Quran as well. The food is the biggest blessing. Allah says, "Allazi at'amahum min ju'in wa amanu min khawf." Min ju' means starve, like, you know, bhook, hunger. So this is actually ayah which Allah says when there was, you know, Quraysh, they have no vegetation. They were not able to grow food in their lands. So Allah provided food with the means of trade. That's why Allah says, "Lila fi Quraysh, ila fi hurilata shita'i was saif." Like trade. Allah is talking about traveling. So to gain the food, Allah provided food with the another means because of trade. So Allah talk about food. The second ayah which Allah says, فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تُعَامِهِ. This is amazing. Allah is saying, human being should look at their food. What is this ayah? فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانُ. Allah says, humans should look at their food. How it is being provided to them. Allah started with how it is coming out from, you know, the Allah says about all the stages, how the food is prepared. Actually, how Allah gave us food, we saw the, you know, seed in the ground, then the ground, you know, it came out and become tree, and then harvesting, and all these phases Allah talk about in Quran. And Allah says so many variety of food, zaitun and nakhlaun, so many vegetation Allah talk about, and we are aware of all kind of food Allah provided us. So we have to ponder upon this. Like Allah says, look at your food. I provided, and so many stages. So this is actually another ayah. You know, we have so many phases. So when we eat food, we need to start from how it grow. You know, harvesting, transportation of the food. There's so many things which we eat, they are from Mexico, California dates, you know. When we just eat and throw the, you know, seeds. But look at the beauty of that food is coming from so far on your table, in your fridge, in your hands, in your pockets, and we consume. So we need to thank. So that's actually the first basic of like importance of food. The second thing, when we realize is so important, what we need to do when we realize is so important, thank Allah. So how we need to thank, that's what we will see inshallah in next topic. So Allah says in Quran, Kulu mir riskin rabbikum washkuru lah. Whatever we talk, we get from Quran. So Allah says, eat what we gave you and thank for it. So Allah says, like, consume the sustenance which your Lord has given to you and give him thanks. Simple. We eat, we say, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin, who has made us from Muslims. Otherwise, look at this. You know, I just read a news yesterday in Namibia. Thousands of buffaloes, you know, Urdu mein bhans, they were running because of the fear of tigers, like lions. They were attacking in the night. Thousands of buffaloes. So they ended up into the river in the night. 400 of buffalo drowned in the river. So what is next? You know, it's a sad news. In terms of forest, but this is the cycle of Allah. What happened? the people around that, they got the news. The news broke into the jungle, and people brought their cars and they start cutting the buffaloes and taking meat. But at that time I said, Alhamdulillah, illazi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. We cannot consume that dead meat. And I look at the pictures and I said, oh my God. And I talk about it with my children, because we need to understand we are Muslim and we eat only halal. Look at this, that dead buffaloes, definitely is not healthy food. They are dead, all the blood inside. And they are cutting and taking home because they have less access to the food, meat. They got free meat. So that's actually just, I just linked it up. So we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, Hazur sallam also says, before Hazur sallam used to go to bed, he used to recite this, Alhamdulillah illazi ata'amana wa saqana, same dua, but with more addition, wa kafana wa awana wa kum wa kam mimman la kafi lahu wala muvi. This is amazing. The last part is amazing. Hazur sallam thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for food, for giving water, everything. And then few more things, like, look at it. And there are, Hazur sallam says, there are so many people who don't have access. They don't have access to the food. Hazur sallam said that. Because we need to realize when we sleep with full bellies, with food, alhamdulillah, after our dinner, our meal, we also had another snack up before we go to bed. So that's actually, we have to thank all the time. So this is another thing. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, he recognized, وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says, he is the one who give me food and who give me water to drink. So this is all realization and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how to thank? Checklist. You know, I just learned, when we talk about, we need to thank. How? The checklist. You know, we talk about the importance of everything, but how? I just learned from another sheikh, like Sheikh Arshad Bashir Madani. He's visiting. We heard an amazing bayan from him. He said, we talk about, we need to respect parents. How? So he gave us checklist. So now the checklist, we need to thank Allah for the food. How? The checklist is, first thing, we need to respect the food. We need to respect the food. Hazrat Sallam was eating one day dates and he realized, and at that moment, Hazrat Sallam says, Allah will question about all the blessings. So we need to pay attention. We need to pay respect to the food. So that's first thing, respect the food. Avoid wasting it. That's amazing topic actually. This requires another thing. So it has some stats as well. So look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. We have covered this whole ayah a while ago in this topic as well. So the thing is, Allah says, eat and drink and do not waste. Simple. Allah don't like the people who waste. So this is actually israf. Allah does not like israf. So we need to realize that. And Hazur sallam says, beautiful hadith. One hadith, Kul washrab walbas wa tasaddaq fi ghairi sarafin wala makhila. Beautiful. Eat, drink, dress up, and give charity, but do not waste. The beautiful hadith, do not waste. Another version of this hadith, it says, eat whatever you want and dress up whatever you want, but don't do two mistakes. First, do not waste, and do not get boost or pride because you put on an amazing three-piece suit. So do not have pride because of, so two mistakes. Eat whatever you want to eat. Put on, dress up whatever you want, but without two things. Israf and takabbur. Without these two things. So this is actually the thing we need to avoid wasting. And now few stats on wasting. Another website is actually very famous. Like, this is actually Food and Agriculture Organization of UN. FAO. F-A-O. FAO.org. This website says 1/3 of the consumption, like production of the food, is wasted. 1/3. We got too much food, and 1/3 of food is being wasted without any consumption. Nobody is consuming that. And how much ton it is? It is actually 680 billion tons food. This is from United Nations websites. 680 billion tons food is being wasted without consumption, and so many people are dying in other countries We just saw that. So this is actually the realization how it is being wasted. We all are doing it. We all are buying too much and wasting. So many bananas you see on your table becoming black. It happens. It's very normal. And you consume last day. Oh, because you have a fear. Alhamdulillah, we have a fear. But that's the reason. And you know, when you go to Costco, you see so much. Other day, Nofrilla, full of cart of sweet potato. I was thinking, who gonna buy that? Where they end up, you know? So that's this is the process. Like 1/3 of it is being wasted. 45% of the fruit and roots are being wasted. 30% of the fish which they caught ended up again went to the river, dead. No consumption. Cereal, 20%. All facts are available on website. And also the link is available on this sheet, inshallah. So we need to be very careful about how we can save food. Like first thing, children. We need to train our children. Children are also causing a lot of waste at home. Cereal, full plate, bowl, half gone. And then, you know, banana, half banana, apple. So we need to train our children as well. Constantly we need to train. And we need to do shopping a smart way. Like we need to make a list and what buy only whatever you need. And amazing hadith, Hazrat Sallam says about, is, you know, when I did this research, I came up upon amazing things. I never knew about this hadith. Look at this. Ta'amul isnaini kafiyu salasa, wa ta'amul salasa kafiyu arba. Amazing. The food for two is enough for three. The food for three is enough for four. You know, when you have a party, 100 people, order 75, food for 75. It will be enough, according to this hadith. Amazing. I was surprised to know this hadith. Alhamdulillah. So this is about, like, blessings. Blessing of sharing as well. And another way, how we can thank Allah, share it. If you have enough, share with others. If you have enough food, share with others. Give it to your neighbors. This is all mentioned, and then give it in charity. Share and charity. So charity is Allah says, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرُ. So whatever you have, you slaughter animals or something, what you consume, but share with those poor people as well, needy people. So these are the facts. We alhamdulillah covered the importance of food. We covered how we can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We covered how we can avoid wasting the food. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us enable to thank Allah and make us to protect food, you know, preserve food. Whatever you have left over, preserve in the freezer as well. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we said, first make me able to follow up on it, and then it make means for you guys to ponder over it, and inshallah make it, you know, helpful for everybody to realize the importance of the food. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.